When the founding fathers set in the prescriptive, codified history of the nation, the people's right to pursue happiness, they said the right of the people, not of individual persons. Jomo Kenyatta, in our February 22nd, 2015 show, provided a vivid illustration of the process by which the determination of this, the state of our happiness, occurs. The people meet in groupings and discuss it. Meeting in groupings and discussing is how our thought develops itself, and included in this is our communion with the ancestors. Which is why global state statesmen, by which term I refer to those in command positions, who carry around with them at all times an unequivocal global commitment to install their vision of perfection, the republic, a vision of rigid, fixed class divisions in which their rule has been made permanent. Which is why global state statesmen insist on regulating it, our discussions. And more, it's clear to me that monitoring and regulating our conversations, the state, the quality of our thinking, is the point for power of nations in a global class system, in order to keep us from unifying across them, across nation. They insist on regulating the terms under which we meet in groups and discuss what we want for our future. They insist, these Plato's tribesmen, following their paterfamilias' guidance, that each of us are possessed by leaders, which is easily accomplished with a coerced work system, jobs in which our lives are atomized and security non-existent because scarcity has been manufactured for all of our means of existence, setting us up to battle, compete with each other for a meager share of them. The United States, in the directing hands, under the conscious guidance of a very few men, has been an intentional experiment in the process by which their fantasy of ancient Greece might be reenacted. They were armed with new knowledges, new tools and ideologies, weapons not available to their would-be gods' ancestry, who in ancient times, the seas thwarted by bringing sailors and tradesmen and insurrectionary notions. These new would-be gods not only knew that to exist at all, their perfect state must be universal, but they knew exactly how they would do it. They would use the merchants, all religious missions. They would use the travelers. They would use the tradesmen. And most important, they would use the gain motive to batter down the barrier of earth connection and, in conquering the globe, conquer our souls. They would make resources scarce. They would make us hunger. A class age old tactic that in owning or controlling the globe, they would make total. And by mechanisms such as these, push the world's people to achieve. It was for our own good, they said to each other. How else could excellence be mounted? How else could knowledge infinite be won for the good of humanity, for the good of everyone? The magnificence and beneficence of this surely must be self-evident. And any who interfered with this mission, any who challenged this great accomplishment by which humanity overall would so benefit, any such dullards must be eliminated. And they set about their business with fervor and proved, Pacey Bentham, proved it was true that the great many, or Pacey, Hart, and Negri, the great multitude, could be controlled by the minuscule few if the tools of manipulation are well understood, applied with consistency, applied to everyone, i.e., to the globe, which means without exception. And therefore, if our thought was absolutely given, provided, confined by them within prescribed limits. Bentham did not approve of this addition in the Declaration of Independence of the people's right to pursue happiness. His model, which in every other way power implemented perfectly, was the panopticon, in which our eyes looked upwards to rule for guidance, never to each other. And we'll consider the role of media violence in training us to view each other with mistrust in future shows, along with the normalized abandonment of children, which is required, enforced by a class system. And the more extensive and intensive the class system, tending ever toward global, universal scope, the more extensive and intensive the child abandonment. The panopticon, in which model we are happy, quote unquote, to work. But the people cannot determine whether we are in fact happy as a people without coming together and asking ourselves that question. And isn't that interesting? We'll have to think more on that. All these decades and decades and decades with those words, as a people, codified in front of our face, the left has never demanded that we do this, that we come together as a people to determine if we're happy. As a people, are we happy? We can only discover this if we come together and ask ourselves that question. Asking ourselves whether the path down which we are being driven is the right one. And further, whether we're tired of being driven. So from the perspective of panopticon implementation, our meeting to discuss is clearly problematic. And from the vantage of global panopticon installation, even more so. As even just the notion of the people simply is likewise, which is why we see the modern day Hegel-like Hitman, Hart, and Negri being given the commission to demolish the notion the people as a supposed weak thing, a notion that's rootless, bootless, no place to go, by conflict riven, and erect in its place a play pretend powerful concept of the multitude instead, to bypass and hopefully nullify, they hope, to erode, to one day dissolve the need for nation, so that we would, at long last from power's perspective, look to these few men as our protectors, our saviors, our gods and mentors, by being the source of the provisions for life. So, are they wrong then, is the question. If I had my tribe, and we had our sufficient acres of fertile, with our linked up cultural gatherings communal, where we could party to our heart's content, as there was plenty of food, warm, dry space, and good fellowship, would I lose all ambition and focus on living well, loving well, and honoring the earth and the ancestors well? You betcha. Absolutely. Yes. Does this mean that inventiveness will cease once it's truly, totally self-directed? Totally, because based in individual self-sufficiency and the backup provided by our brothers and sisters. Just the opposite. It will take off like a rocket.